welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now today I'm taking you back to the reign of King Henry VIII. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 30th of August 1525, the Treaty of the Moor was agreed between Henry VIII of England and Louise of Savoy, who was acting as regent for her son Francis I of France, while he was imprisoned by imperial forces. Francis I had been captured at the Battle of Pavia 6 months previously, when the French were defeated and many of his chief nobles killed or imprisoned with him. During the battle against Emperor Charles V, Francis had fallen from his horse and had been forced to surrender. He was imprisoned first in Italy and then in Madrid in Spain. The Treaty of the Moor, so called because negotiations took place at the Moor, Cardinal Thomas Wolsey's Hertfordshire property, was an about turn for Wolsey, who'd previously been pro-empire. However, England was concerned about Scotland renewing its old alliance with France, so wanted to get the French on side. By the treaty negotiated by Wolsey, Henry VIII agreed to help secure King Francis I's release and to give up claims to several French territories. In return, Louise, who was represented by her ambassadors, Jean Brinon, Lord of Vilaine, and Jean-Joachim de Vaux, agreed that France would award England with a pension of £20,000 per year and settle what was owed to Henry VIII's sister, Mary Tudor, Dowager Queen of France. The following day, Louise wrote to her ambassadors, ordering them to thank Cardinal Wolsey for his wise discourse and the affection he showed to France, and to beg him to continue his efforts for the preservation of friendship between England and her son. However, it appears that she then received word from her ambassadors regarding the negotiations, for she then wrote another letter regarding the final settlement, and wondering that Wolsey had the conscience to demand what he did, and suggesting that the declaration desired by Wolsey about the comprehension of Scotland ought not to be so strict, and ordering the ambassadors that whatever was negotiated, they must see that the honour of France be saved. She then sent them the required amended power. 3 years earlier, Emperor Charles V had been contracted to marry his cousin Mary, Henry VIII's daughter, but the agreement between England and France allowed him to put that aside and instead marry Isabella of Portugal. Poor Mary would not marry until 1554, when she married Charles's son, Philip of Spain. King Francis I was eventually freed in the spring of 1526, following the 14th of January Treaty of Madrid, by which France had to make huge concessions to the Emperor, with Francis surrendering lands in Italy, Flanders, Artois and Tournai. However, when Francis set foot on French soil, he repudiated the treaty, refusing to ratify it and claiming that it had been agreed while he was under duress. Instead, he negotiated the League of Cognac, an alliance between France, Pope Clement VII, Venice, England, Milan, and Florence against the Emperor. Yes, it was a complicated time, everyone playing each other off each other. Yes, complicated. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 30th of August 1548, Catherine Parr, Queen Dowager, sixth wife of King Henry VIII and wife of Thomas Seymour, Baron Seymour of Sudley, gave birth to a healthy baby girl at Sudley Castle in Gloucestershire. Thomas and Catherine named the little girl Mary after her godmother, the future Queen Mary I. Lady Mary Seymour would soon be orphaned, and by the age of two, she'd disappeared from the records. But what happened to Mary? Well, you can find out more in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to. You'll find that link in the description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.